In September, a pair of young rabbis from Brooklyn traveled the highways and off-roads of South Dakota to find Jews.
We drove by Mount Rushmore, yes. We said hello to the presidents, and they waved back.
The roving rabbis, Yosef Sharfstein and Shmuel Lefkowitz, flew into St. Paul, rented an SUV, and loaded it up with kosher food like frozen pizza and falafel before striking out for South Dakota. Sharfstein does most of the talking for the pair.
Where I come from, New York, every store has a huge selection of kosher food, but over here, since the communities are so small and the Jews are few and very far in between.
Sharfstein says the few and far between South Dakota Jews yearn to connect with Judaism.
There are a lot of Jewish people that are literally looking to see a rabbi there. They're thirsty just to meet and discuss Jewish ideas. And we sometimes spend a couple hours with the person. He just hasn't been able to discuss these things and express himself in Judaism for sometimes in years.
When I do see a person of the Jewish faith come in from the outside, it's like old home week. It's like Lanzmann. We found each other in this desert.
Dr. Stephen Ben is a transplanted Jew from Brooklyn, where there was a large and vibrant Jewish population.
So if one wanted to get kosher meat, or if one was to celebrate certain holidays, it was not a big challenge. It wasn't a big chore. You just did it. It was easy.
Ben and his wife, Jo, raised two of their four children in Rapid City, sending them to public schools, and it was there the religious differences were most acute. He says it was difficult to make teachers understand that this Jewish family didn't identify with Christian activities, performing in Christmas concerts or coloring Christmas trees in class. And he says political correctness did not help.
You know, by excusing children from participating in Christmas activities at school, you are trying to make amends, or you're trying to take into account the sensitivities of the individual, but by allowing that person to leave the class, you are actually singling out that individual, making him or her more aware, more sensitive.
Ben says the employees in the school system also feel the disparity.
That's actually a little bit of a problem for those teachers in Rapid City who are Jewish, who are asked to take personal days in order to take off for Rosh Hashanah or Yom Kippur, which are the Jewish high holy days. And so they're asked to take personal days when the rest of the world kind of shuts down for Christmas or Easter.
In spite of this alienation, Ben says he sees people as people, not as religions, and has made many friends. There are various means of finding answers to questions through theology or nature, but he says the questions are pretty much the same.
How did we get here? Where are we going? And what happens after we die?
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam, Shehecheyanu Vehegiyanu Lazman Hazeh.
Stan Adelstein is one of three Jewish state legislators. He was invited to give the invocation at the Rapid City Common Council meeting on June 17th. Brian Winston, representing the Synagogue of the Hills, gave a presentation in early April in observance of Yom HaShoah, Holocaust Remembrance Day.
There are no words to reach beyond the edge of night, no messenger to tell the full tale. There is only silence, the silence of Job, the silence of the 6 million, the silence of memory. Let us remember them as we link our silences.
These two Jewish invocations were an exception. Most invocations offered before the Rapid City Council this year have been Christian, with more than half invoking the name of Jesus Christ.
You know, I'll be honest, when I'm at a public function and there is a Christian prayer, I just kind of quietly cringe and get through it.
Wayne Gilbert is a Reformed Jew living in Rapid City. He says he is so accustomed to hearing Christian prayers at public events in South Dakota that he was surprised a few years ago in Huron when he was moved by an invocation given by a Catholic priest.
What I heard was a very, very inclusive prayer, and I only remember the last phrase, which was, "And all the people said, Amen." And it was, I have to admit, it was uplifting to hear a prayer like that at a public event that was not obviously and clearly a Christian prayer, didn't mention the name Jesus. It was uplifting.
Gilbert says he's not a crusader on the topic, but he has followed the controversy over Rapid City Council's invocations.
I don't know that other faiths, such as Islam, Native American spirituality, or Buddhism, have been invited, or whether they would even be permitted, or for that matter, whether they would be interested. I think it's potentially demeaning to spirituality to have a prayer at a public event or public meeting. I think it actually detracts from the meaning of prayer.
Both Wayne Gilbert and Stephen Benn say they choose their battles wisely, and the practice of invocation at city council meetings is not one they'll choose. Depending on the outcome of the U.S. Supreme Court case heard yesterday, that battle might already have been fought. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks in Rapid City.